Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, and welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday, where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
Hey, Steph, how's it going?
Hey, Laura, it's going good. How about you?
Going okay. I'm still sad because we're still not recording together in person.
I know. Week three of this Zoom stuff, and I'm like, am I ever going to see you in person again? Like, ever?
I'm not okay with it.
It's so
strange. I know
strange.
Next week we are recording in person because we're having a guest.
Yes.
So I know for sure we will finally be seeing
Yay! Because I seriously am like, I feel like we went from seeing each other like multiple times a week to just like, I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks. Has it been 2 weeks? Yeah, so by the time I see you again, it'll be three. That's crazy.
Was Jeff's birthday party the last time we saw each other?
We got our hair done was the last time I saw you, which was right after Jeff's party.
Before I got sick. That's right. Yes. Right before I got sick. Okay, yeah, so that was 2 weeks ago.
Crazy. I don't like it either.
Well, actually, let's just, because I mentioned next week we'll be recording in person because we're going to have a guest, I guess now would be a good time. So next week we are going to have our second guest. Woo! We are going to be having Taylor from Taylor Made Tasty, one of our dear friends. She's going to be on the podcast next week.
We love her. We are excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. The three of us always have fun together, so I'm sure that you guys will have fun listening to that conversation.
So I think we're gonna probably grab sushi and just, we're all gonna record together in one place, so it should be a good time, and we're excited to bring you that episode next week.
Very excited. So how did your Mother's Day weekend go?
Mother's Day was good. I had shared we were just gonna kind of do our little like co-family brunch the day before, and then in my mind, I guess, I think I had mentioned, like, I had told my mom, like, oh, what do you want? And she had said, oh, I just want time with you for Mother's Day.
Yes.
So the plan was, on actual Mother's Day, I'll just come over by myself and we'll just hang out and have some, like, one-on-one time. And then while I bring it up again, like, while we're at brunch and, like, while we're hanging out, and I mentioned something about coming over tomorrow, and she's like, oh, you're coming over tomorrow? And I was like,
for your gift.
Well, I was like, it's Mother's Day, so yes, that was the plan. And she was like, oh, well, they were going to brunch with their friends.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, wait, don't they want to be with their kids? Like, why are y'all hanging out on Mother's Day?
I love how you're like, I am supposed to be your gift, me. Like,
if I had told her I was going to brunch with my friends on Mother's Day instead of coming to see her, she would have been devastated.
Oh my God. So, seriously.
Mother's Day itself ended up just being me and Jeff, and which was nice. Jeff had just, like, this was the last day of his 2 week vacation. I had 10 days off. So it was like, just nice to like have the day to chill yesterday.
Definitely.
Before getting back to work. This week.
That's tough.
Always the worst.
But yeah, having that day to just be home was probably really nice.
Absolutely. And then how was Palm Springs with the parents?
Oh my gosh. Palm Springs with the parents was so pretty. It was so much fun. My parents haven't been, well, they grew up in California, so they've been to Palm Springs. But lately, they have not been to Palm Springs. So I am Palm Springs obsessed. I go there multiple times a year. And so for me to be able to like show them, like I was staying at my favorite hotel. So I got to like show them my favorite hotel and show them all my favorite like coffee shops and restaurants and breakfast places and hikes and all of that. Like it was so much fun. And
Palm
we just had
Springs is the best local vacation destination.
It
here.
Is. Like, it's like a it's 90 so minute drive. Fun. It's not far. It goes by so fast and it's a pretty drive. Like once you get out towards the desert and all those little, like, what are they called?
The windmills.
Like, yes, the windmills. It's so pretty, like, from that point on. And, I mean, they were just, like, they loved all my favorite places as much as I do.
Oh, good.
Like, it was so much fun. Yeah, we went, it was cute. Like, we went night swimming one night. Like, we got back from dinner, and my dad was like, let's go in the pool. So, I was like, it was the three of us. Absolutely nobody else there. And I'm like, here I am, all 34 years of me with my parents in the pool at, like, 9 o'clock at night.
That's so fun. Yeah, based on your Instagram, like, stories and everything, it looked like you guys had a really good time.
So. It was a really good time. It was so nice to have that weekend with them, and especially have it land on Mother's Day weekend was really nice.
Yeah. No, that's not, and they're there, and then this is their last stop before they start heading back home, right?
Well, last time I'm seeing them, and then, yeah, when they head home, they have a few other fun stops lined up, then they'll be home, and I'll see them in a few weeks when I head up north.
So that'll be cool. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And then I'll go another few weeks without seeing you again.
Oh my God, I'm going to die again. So, Laura, last week you were talking about WW and how you went to your meeting and how that was really hard. How have things been going this, like, kind of first week trying to get back on it?
I mean, it's actually been okay. It was like, I went to my meeting Thursday night. Of course, the very next day, we went to an Angels Dodgers game. And then next day, we had the family brunch. So it was like, I got back into it and immediately had to, like, start making decisions that are better. But it was like, okay, I was like, why? Of course, I had all these things to do right when I decided to get back on it. But it doesn't matter. No matter when I start, me and Jeff are go, go, go. Like, there's always going to be things going on. We're always going to be doing social events and things like that. So it's like, I need to just get back into that groove. And I think I did, like, we were going to go to, what's the freaking brewery? Golden Road.
Gotcha.
We were going to go to Golden Road beforehand and, like, eat and have some drinks. And then I was like, no, I was just like, I wanted to go so bad, but I was like, no, I need to just, like, we'll have, like, one pregame, like, drink here. So I had, like, a seltzer because I knew having 3-point seltzer versus probably 20, 25 points of God knows what there.
Yes.
And then I was going to have, like, a beer. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a cocktail. The bars are back open at the stadium again.
Nice.
So I was like, I'll do, like, vodka soda instead because that's only 3 points versus, like, having every big beer I have is, like, 8, 9 points or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
So I was like, I'll have two drinks. And so I thought way more about my decisions. And so I was really proud of that. And then, like, same thing Saturday while I was prepping and, like, cooking and everything all Saturday morning. Like, I was wanting to, like, pop open a bottle of champagne and start having mimosas while I was getting ready for the brunch. And then I was like, no, I'm just going to wait. My first mimosa will be when they get here with everybody else. So it was just like, I definitely used all my points and stuff, but I still tracked everything and I made way better decisions than I typically would have. And I tracked all weekend. I feel really proud of, like, what I've been doing this last week. And then I got super pissed this morning because I realized I have a work meeting Thursday night. So I can't even go weigh in for my first week back.
Oh no!
So I'm trying to decide, do I just weigh in at home or do I go a day early? I haven't decided yet.
Yes. And I mean, whatever you do decide, this is your first week back on. You know, mentally the choices you've been making have been better.
Yeah.
And you're feeling good about it. So that when you weigh in part is not the end all be all. What's the most important.
So I'm very excited with how I've been doing. So I feel very confident. No matter when I weigh in, I feel happy with how I've done. So I'm just feeling good. So now, if I could just stick with it for longer than a week or two before I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
You can. I know. When I saw you post that picture from the Angels game where you chose the vodka soda, I was like, I feel like that picture, because it resonated with me, so I know it resonated with other people, because I know when you make just, like, the littlest decision like that, like, a vodka soda is delicious, but, like,
well, and that's what it's like.
It's delicious, but I'm like, what I normally would order is, like, an IPA just because, like, I'm a beer. Yeah. So just those, like, tiny little things that, like, show you, like, I can still do this. I can still go to Angels games and have fun and, you know, whatever, just with, like, little, like, switches like that. I feel like that post probably resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, and I know, and I say it as if I was like being punished for having a vodka soda. Like, I love vodka sodas. The only disappointing thing is they're not doing like limes right now because of COVID. Everything they don't do now is because of COVID, which I guess I get because they're like sitting out or whatever. But so I couldn't have any limes with it, but it was still good.
Yes, very refreshing.
But yeah, so I'm, like I said, I'm feeling really good about where I'm at right now. And I'm just staying on top of things and hoping I can stay with that. So
you got this. I know. And then with summer, it's funny, like looking at summer coming up, because you could think summer would be hard to stay on track. But then again, it goes back to the, okay, well, then when is an easy way time to stay on track? But summer, I feel like, is actually an easier time. Aside from the drinking, I feel like drinks come into play more in the summer because you're at more barbecues more and pool days, parties and more, the beach. And, yep. But, you know, making the healthier switches with drinks is good. And then I feel like barbecuing is a big summer thing. And that is the easiest way to cook healthy, is throwing chicken on the grill or chicken sausage and tons of veggies. I mean,
absolutely.
I love grilling season.
It's, I agree. Yeah, I need to get better. Yeah, exactly. I need to take advantage of the barbecue and need to make that happen like once or twice a week. I'll put Jeff to work for cooking more often because I'm usually the one who does all the cooking. So I think I like that idea. I think we're getting into these warmer months, and I think grilling up is a good idea.
Yes, I love that about summer.
Before, I forget though. So before Palm Springs, the night before, you went over to Mr. Boss Move's house.
I did. I went over to his house for the first time on Friday night.
And did the dog like you?
The dog loved me. The dog is super cute. I know. I was pass the test.
What's his dog's name?
Oh my God. I feel so weird even saying it. But his dog's name is Rocco. I guess you can't backtrack on Google to find his name with his dog's name.
Well, the funny thing is if Mr. Boss Moves was wondering if he's Mr. Boss Moves, it has been confirmed by... Although I think it's been pretty obvious based on the things we've talked about. But, oh my God, that's funny. I like, do we need to give the dog a nickname?
I'm like, that would be a little overboard. I'm like, can people Google, you know, Rock, who is Rocco's dad on Google? I'm like, no, they can't. I don't mind saying.
He's not Mr. Boss Moves isn't a celebrity, so I don't think they can get back to it too quickly.
Yes, oh the dog God, liked so me. It was cute. He like made me dinner, which was super, super good. He made like these stuffed shells that had like this cheesy like goodness in them. Ooh. They were so good. I don't even know how to describe it besides that. I love
stuffed shells.
Oh, they were so good. I was like, and they weren't like the red, like I'm used to with stuffed shells. It's like a red sauce with like some cheese and like spinach or something. It wasn't like that. Like he made like his own filling for it. And it was so cheesy. I don't know how to describe it besides cheesy. And I love cheesies.
Cheesy's good enough. Cheesy's good enough.
I'm like, you had me at cheesy. But yeah, it was really good. And I had bought some wine in Paso. So I brought a bottle of wine over. He's not a really big wine drinker. So I'm like, well, you have to drink wine with me. Like, we'll see. Yeah. So he ended up really liking it. It was a bottle of white that was really good. And he actually really liked it. So that was like fun to share. Like, something from my recent trip that I came home with him. Yeah. And yeah, it was nice. We had a lot of fun.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. Just kidding. Okay, well, I won't make you share any more details because I can already see you blushing over Zoom right now. And before we move on, though. So I know... You have, like, a lot coming up and stuff, so I guess nothing set up to see each other.
No, we were hoping that we would be able to squeeze something in before I leave again on Thursday, but he texted me today, and his work schedule is just crazy, so I don't think it's going to work out. But I told him, I'm like, okay, well, once I get back from D.C., like, I'm home until I leave. So yeah. We're both hoping, and I'm sure our schedules will align a little bit more after I get back from D.C. So
okay.
I know, all right. Excited.
Okay, well, I'll leave it at that. Sorry, we're not sharing any more updates from that. Sound like dinner date was good. Dog liked you. Shout out to Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
All right. Well, let's just take a quick break. Let's let them hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. We want to tell you about Slim Chillers. These adult frozen cocktails and shooters are without all of those unforgiving calories, but still taste great.
We are talking Slim Shooters that are only 20 calories and come in 5 great flavors like raspberry lemonade and coconut lime. They don't need to be frozen, come in a pack of 30, and are great for parties and tailgates.
They also have a cream variety that are made with real cream and feature 6 delicious flavors at only 60 calories each. My personal favorite, oatmeal cookie.
Besides Slim Shooters, they offer 100-calorie vodka skinny freezers and 114-calorie wine freezers, too. I can't wait to try the blackberry pomegranate sangria.
Slim Chillers are available at select retailers, including Target, BevMo, and Walmart. Visit slimchillers.com to purchase or to find a retailer near you. Must be 21 to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. And we're back. So, I know you have your DC trip this week.
I do. I leave Thursday for DC for the long weekend. I'm going to stay with my friend Maggie, who's, I'm sure a lot of you probably know Maggie on the IG. Like, that's basically how I met her. And, like, it was funny. Like, the first time I ever went to go visit her, she was like, want to come visit me? I'm like, I've never met you in my life, but sure, I'll fly across the country and stay with you. So we're doing that again. I'm really excited. She's a lot of fun. And I love DC. DC is the coolest town.
I have not been there in years.
Oh my God. You have to come with me.
I haven't been in my adult life, so I'm dying to go. So I'm on board.
It's so fun.
But the reason I bring up the DC trip is I have to know. Are you going to be seeing DC Boyfriend while you're there?
How did I know this question was going to come up? I am not seeing DC Boyfriend. I am actually like...
Yay!
Yeah, I feel like it's a complicated... Like I've mentioned, it's a complicated relationship. Like, we started out as friends and then we like blurred those lines. And now it's like... The whole trying to just go back to being friends is not going how, like, in my mind, it should go. Like, it shouldn't be a complicated thing. It should be like, okay, we were friends, like, we're friends, and he, like, can't do that, well, so.
And I mean, if I'm not crossing the line and asking, which I don't know why I say that, because I'm going to ask you, I don't care. But, like, is it, do you feel like you're trying to get back to that place because it's just, like, he's so all over the place with, like, bouncing back and forth? Is it because, like, things are going really well with Mr. Boss Move, so you're really just trying to, like, you're like, no, we need to keep this a friendship. I want to focus on this new relationship, and I want to see, like, where this is going, and, like, that's where I want to put my focus?
It's a little bit of everything. It is a little bit of, like, okay, so Mr. Boss Moves and I have not had, like, the exclusive talk yet, but I mean, sure. I think being, how many dates in now, like,
was that five, six,
something like that. Yeah. I think, like, and just how things are progressing, like, yeah, that's where my time is being invested. And then I think, yeah, the whole, how he's so in and out and comes and goes and stops talking to me and then talks to me. And I'm like, I don't freaking get it. Like, if you have a girlfriend, that's fine. Like, we're friends. Why?
Yeah.
He's just so complicated. And I mean, the fact that, like, I don't know. I don't want to get into it too much, but, like, the fact that, like, he can't just be friends, like, it has to be, like, exactly what he wants it to be, which is, like, it's either, like, I have to be okay with it or I'm not, and I'm like, well, at this point, I'm really not okay with it, so.
Well, and the thing that's annoying with that is it's, like, he like, changes, like, the boundaries, like, at all times. It's, like, okay, well, right now I'm dating somebody, so I'm, like, hardly going to talk to you, and I don't want to talk to you. And then it's, like, other times it's, like, oh, well, I'm single, so, like, I want to flirt with you, and I, like, and then he, like, crosses these lines, but it's, like, it's always under his terms.
It's always under his terms, and I'm, like, I never really know what's true and what's not. And I'm, like, I kind of miss the days of when we were just friends and there weren't any blurred lines, because I do really, like, we've both confided a lot in each other, and, like, we did have a good friendship, but I'm, like, I really don't know that we'll ever be there again, just because, like, I'm an open book. I am, like, a talker, a question asker, like, I, like, I'm just an open book, and he is the opposite of that. He's so shady and, like, hard to read, and it's even harder with the distance. It's even harder to read.
Sure.
Somebody with distance. So yeah, I'm just, it's like being his friend and like being in his life and trying to be in his life is exhausting. And I'm like, I don't I'm not going to worry about that while I'm in DC. Like, I'm going to go have fun with my friend. I'm going to go. I mean, you should see her itinerary. I should post her itinerary. It is like brunch, drinks, day drinks, night drinks, this place.
I'm so jealous.
It's so fun. We just like eat and drink our way through DC because, I mean, she lives there and I've been there multiple times. So, like, I've done all the tourist stuff.
Yeah.
So we really just do like a very fun, just adult DC trip. It's so much fun. I'm really excited.
So, like, overall, like, you think it's going to be really just probably not that easy to even, like, keep a friendship with him because it's just...
And that was, like, a very recent, like, come to Jesus moment that I had. Yeah. Like, I've always felt like I've kind of been like, oh, you're back. Okay, we can talk. Oh, you're not. Like, now you're gone again. Like, oh, you know, it's, like, always so, like, roller coastery for me. And I'm just like, unless he can stop that, like, I don't care. Like, we don't live in the same remote area where we are even thinking about anything with each other. So if you have a girlfriend, I just don't understand. Like, I'm always figuring out, like, what is your current status? Because he's so shady. And I'm like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't get, like, the why he doesn't want to just, he's open about a lot of other stuff. Why not be open about that? It's weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
I'm open to him about it, and he's, I don't know. It's just weird, and I feel like that is going to be a hard friendship to maintain if he doesn't get his feelings and shit together.
Sure. I mean, well, that kind of brings me, like, why don't we kind of talk about this for a minute? Like, what are your thoughts on, like, friendships with the opposite sex? Like, obviously, when you're single, it's, like, not anything you, like, ever really think about, but I'm curious, like, your feelings on it when you're in a relationship. Like, did you have guy friends when you were married or?
Yeah. Like, I mean, first of all, I would say, like, over time that's changed. Like, when I was younger.
Oh, for sure. Hell no.
Yeah. It was a lot harder to, like, understand when I was, like, younger, like, you having friends and, you know, Joey used to get super jealous of, like, certain people too. In my life that I was friends with. And then as we've gotten older, like, Joey literally got to a point where he could care less, like, who I was friends with, what I was doing. And same, but I've just always, you know, been more social and done things than he has. But yeah, like, unless there was, like, a friendship, like, that gave me weird vibes or something, I might have a hard time with it. But otherwise, like, no, I have absolutely no issues with you having friends of the opposite sex. I would actually think it's kind of weird if you don't.
Okay. I'm trying to think. So Jeff has no girlfriends that aren't girls of, like, wives of his friends, or I'm trying to think. There's one girl that he used to work with, when he worked at Microsoft that I know, but it's, like, same thing. It's, like, in a group setting, but there's nobody that I've ever, and I feel like it's been, like, every relationship's been different, because it's, like, and my trust has changed over the years. Like, I never had trust issues. After my ex-husband cheated on me, it took me a while to, I would overanalyze any woman that any of my boyfriends were talking to.
Totally.
Like, with Jeff, I guess if a girl randomly became one of his friends right now, I would be like, wait, who's this?
Yes.
But I mean, with any of his relationships he's currently in, nothing makes me feel, like, uncomfortable or that that's the situation I'm not, like, happy with. I think where I would have problems is, I think I would struggle with the ex thing. I think, like, if somebody, like, they were if they were still close with, like, an ex, I think that would bother me, which I get it's hard because it's like, well, I've stayed friends with, like, an ex and I've still talked to them. And so it was like, for time. And then it was like, but then there was nothing wrong with that. So it's like, but I'm like, I don't see it that way for you. So it's just definitely, I don't know. It's hard. Like, my ex-husband had no girlfriends that I can think of. Like, and if he did,
I think it depends on the relationship too, because like you said, like, yeah, an ex would be weird, especially in the beginning until you learn, like, really what the dynamics are. But even still, it's, like, weird. It's like that would be a strange place. But I think it just depends too. Like, I think if you've had a friend in your life that's the opposite sex for years and years and years, and that's, like, one of your best friends or something, like, that's normal. Or, like, having friends, like being friends, like you said, like Jeff's has friends that have wives and he's friends with them and like vice versa. Like that's normal. Yeah. But I think like maybe just like meeting somebody at work and becoming so close with them that you're like doing, like that might be a little more, I just think it depends on the situation.
The work thing's hard for, the work thing would be hard for me just because I know how common it is for work affairs to take place and for people to just like, people date people that like they're, you spend so much time with people.
Yeah.
It's easy to like build a connection with somebody. So I know if like Jeff all of a sudden started like talking about this chick that he worked with and I like they were started texting and things like that, like I would struggle with that for sure.
I think so too.
So I just, that's kind of, that's, oh yeah, I wouldn't like that. But then it's like, cause I don't, I used to have a lot closer guy friends when I was younger, like friends, like, and then I'm still like, trying to think, like I have one guy friend, Matt, who I, and we talked to here and there. Jeff's met him a few times, but it's like, we don't talk regularly. So I wouldn't even consider him like a close friend, but we do exchange texts like here and there. And, my friend Lewis, who's listening to this podcast right now, me and him met through another podcast. He's probably my closest guy friend in the sense that me and him talk like almost every day.
Aww.
But yeah, and I've even mentioned him to Jeff. Jeff just doesn't care. Jeff's easy. I mean,
you and Jeff both seem pretty easygoing when it comes to that kind of thing. I think that you rightfully would have, understandably would have, you know, trust concerns with anybody in the beginning. But you and Jeff are so far in now that I think you've built that trust. But I also think it's like when you're in a relationship with somebody, like it's psycho to say you can't have friends of the opposite sex. Nobody wants 100%. To be with somebody that have rules. But at the same time, I think to be a good partner, you have to do things that aren't going to make your spouse, or not even spouse, that sounds psycho, but like your partner, like comfortable. So probably one-on-ones with somebody from work is not going to make your partner comfortable. But maybe being like, oh, like there's this girl at work and like we get along so well, like let's all double date. Like let's go out this Saturday and like double, and that way it's like, you know, a more comfortable situation where you're being included too. I think there's like ways that you can be friends with the opposite sex that also make your partner comfortable with it.
That's what I think. It's like not like you don't need to wait for your partner to be putting up the boundaries. Like you should have respect for your partner where you're like, okay, this is my friend and these are my boundaries that I think will make you feel comfortable with me having this relationship.
Exactly.
And I think it's hard when you've been friends with somebody for a long time. It's hard. Oh, we've been friends forever. Like, come on. I don't think of her that way or him that way. And it's just like, but I don't know. In a world full of cheating and just like lots of poor decisions that have been made over the years that you see constantly with your friends and your family and things like that, it's just hard to not like overanalyze those types of situations.
I agree. It can definitely be tough. So what would be like if you had to set up boundaries? Like, I guess you and Jeff have it really though, right? Like, it's not like you've had to set up boundaries to say, hey, Jeff, you can have this friend, but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Like he doesn't have any friends that have any concerns with or anything like that. So,
and it's weird. Like when I ask myself that question, it's like I said, like me 10 years ago would have had like a way bigger problem with, you know, because I'm not as secure in myself and my relationship, whatever. Like I'm 34 now, like you're either in it with me or you're not. So like, I don't feel like I'm very like I don't have like the desire to like grab somebody's phone and go through it. Or I mean, but I mean, maybe I would if I was in the position where.
And that's the thing. Yeah. It's, I don't like, I've never, ever, ever had a desire to look at Jeff's phone, and he's never made me feel like
if you want
a guy
to.
Was like, yeah, if he was like making his phone like, oh, well, why do you want this or what? Oh, like then I would be like, wait, why? What's the big deal? What's in your phone? Like, what's exactly. The issue? And it's like, but I've never felt that with Jeff. But like, one of my first boyfriends after my divorce, like, so I knew he was with his ex for a long time. I know she's the one who broke up with him, and he was like really heartbroken over it. So when I saw that he was still texting with her here and there, like, despite me not thinking there was anything going on, but that bothered me. And I was just kind of like, that's not necessary. Like, I know you still had, like, I don't know if you still have feelings for her, but I know it wasn't, like, it wasn't you who wanted to end things.
Right.
So it was like, I just, so like those types of situations, like, made me feel very uncomfortable.
I would have a problem with that. If I was dating somebody that still talked to their ex, like, I don't understand the dynamic. I wasn't there. I wasn't there in your relationship to know how good or bad it was. I wasn't there with when whatever ended it to know what really ended it. But the fact that you've chosen to end it, but are still investing time, like, that would make me very uncomfortable. Like, that would probably be something that I walk away from, just because I don't want to deal with feeling like that, you know?
And you know, you're obviously, they're going to tell you their side of it, and which I'm sure is going to make them look the best. It's not going to be anything that's going to put them in the bad light. So it's just, I don't know. I'm just glad I feel very, like, confident in my relationship now, where I don't feel any concern with that kind of stuff. Thank God.
Thank God. Like, yeah, you and Jeff have, every time I'm around you guys, it's just such a chill, like, fun relationship. Like, Jeff never cares what you do. Like, he's like, oh, you're hanging out with Stephanie for the sixth time this week? All right, have fun.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because me and you had a good, especially when we were first trying to get the podcast going, like, you and I were together
all the time,
day after day after day. Like, we were together a lot. And when we weren't together, we were FaceTiming and we were doing things. And yeah, he's just like, oh, thank God I can go watch my shows. Laura's going to leave me alone for a few minutes.
Aww.
But anyways, all right. Anything else you want to share about opposite sex and relationships?
I mean, I guess it's really hard to share, like, when, like, right now I feel like I'm, like, a rock star. Like, I'd be like, I have no problem with it. But like you said, depends on the situation, you know? I guess we'll cross that road when we cross that road. But I do think that age and just experience, like, absolutely, helps with all of that. Nobody wants to be a pushover, and nobody wants to have somebody walk all over them and do things that are inappropriate and just have to be okay with it. But if, as long as you're in a relationship where you are trusting and understanding and honest with each other, which is what you should seek in a relationship, then 100%. There shouldn't really be any issues with friendships of the opposite sex. Now, if you're in a relationship where those things are missing, then you're probably going to have problems anyways.
And you have other things you need to work on besides just,
exactly,
the trust issues with their relationships. Exactly. And if they're doing things that are making you uncomfortable, then that's not the person for you, because clearly they don't respect your relationship.
Exactly. And those kind of people aren't going to change. Like, I mean, if they are doing something that's making you uncomfortable and you bring it up and they, like, acknowledge your feelings and do things to make you not feel that way anymore, then okay. Because sometimes things bother you that may not bother somebody else. But if they just disregard and don't care
about the way that you're feeling
and gaslight you about it, yeah, then that's not that's not who you want to be with. That's not going to work out, you know?
Yeah.
So that's those are my closing thoughts on it.
No, I think that's good. That was a good chat. I'm glad you're where you're at with DC boyfriend, because, you know, I was never a big fan of the situation. And I think you're having some good insight about that, so.
Thank you. So I think that gets us to,
That's my flavor of the week.
This gets us to our favorite part of the episode. It's the flavor of the week.
All right, Steph. Talk to me. What's your flavor of the week?
My flavor of the week has been my go-to make-at-home cocktail lately, which is so easy. It's 3 ingredients. And it's so good. It's just a vodka tonic. Like, I call it a V&T all the time on social media. But there's a trick to it. Like, you have to get a decent vodka. Like, I really like the Kirkland vodka from Costco.
Yep.
Rumor has it it's Grey Goose. Do we believe that? I mean, that's what I've heard from everyone.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that forever, so.
So that's the best vodka. I like diet tonic because then you're not adding any points or calories from the tonic. Yep. And my favorite diet tonic is the Fever Tree brand.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
It's so good. Like, there is a clear difference in taste.
Okay, I need to try that. Okay, because so I have definitely learned, because so with club soda, I just buy generic.
Yeah,
it's never been a problem. Soda, I buy. Tonic, I learned I can't just buy the generic brand of tonic, especially diet tonic. Because I didn't even know diet tonic existed until last summer.
Oh my God. And then,
so once I discovered there was diet tonic, I was like, game changer. This game is way changer. Better.
Try the Fever Tree. They have the diet. The taste is so much better than any generic brand. And then the trick with the vodka tonic is
lime.
Oh my God, like so much lime. Like I will take, as long as they're juicy, I will take 2 full limes and squeeze 2 full limes into each cocktail.
Dang.
Like I go to the store and I buy so many limes because I just have them for like, if anybody stops by, I'm like, oh, you want a vodka tonic? You know?
Yeah.
Like they're there, but I'm like, that is the trick. Like you cannot just do ice, vodka, and tonic and expect it to taste like amazing. Like it'll taste decent. It's a vodka tonic. It's a cocktail. But if you want to taste, if you want it to taste good, like almost like a margarita.
100% needs the lime.
Oh my God. That is the trick.
I agree.
Go overboard with the lime.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. So I love vodka tonic. I love gin and tonics.
Yes.
I thought I hated them. Until last Father's Day, I went over to my parents' house. My dad was like, oh, do you want like a gin and tonic or a vodka tonic? I don't remember which. And I was like, no. Oh, it was a gin and tonic. And I was like, no, I don't like them. And he's like, okay, weirdo. And then he made one for him and Jeff. And I was like, well, let me just try it. And I had a sip. So I realized, I was like, I could have been having bad gin. I could have been having bad tonic.
Yep.
I don't know what it was that I didn't like, but that has been my jam the last year.
So good.
Like, because it used to always be vodka sodas. That was, like, my low point cocktail with, like, a ton of lime. And now it's vodka tonics and gin and tonics with a ton of lime.
Ugh,
I agree. It's
so good.
But now I have to remember, okay, what was the name of the...
The name of the tonic is Fever
tonic?
Tree.
Fever Tree. Making a note.
Yes. So good.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to look for it. Because that's the other thing, too, is we buy these, like, giant bottles... And then I'm constantly dumping a half a bottle because I, like, never go through it. And so Jeff was like, we need to start just buying, like, cans or bottles, like, the individual cans and bottles of it so they don't go bad. So at least with that.
And Fever Tree is more expensive than just your generic, obviously. But
I
buy
good,
it I from Target, actually. And they sell it in, the mini cans. Like, basically, like, I think it's a pack of 6, maybe, mini cans.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, $6.99. So they're, like, a little over $1 each. And they're, like, mini cans, so it's, like, the perfect amount for, like,
perfect.
One cocktail. You know what I mean? So you don't waste it. And,
And it's just perfectly fresh every time.
Perfectly
like,
fresh.
It's not, like, flat or anything.
No.
Okay. I know. That was what I was telling Jeff, too. I was, like, it's hilarious how I complain about, like, how much. Like, for example, like you said, a 6-pack is, like, $7. And I'd be, like, oh, my God. Yeah, I'll go spend $15 for one cocktail at a restaurant.
It's like, so true.
I was like, this is going to last me 6 to 10 cocktails. Like, what am I complaining about? This is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
That reminds me, we were doing gin and tonics this weekend because, so we went to a distillery while we were in Santa Barbara for our trip, and it was called Cutler's Artisan Spirits. And they did vodka, gin, they did like an apple pie whiskey.
Oh my gosh.
They have some cold brew liqueur. There was different things they had. We ended up buying, I loved my gin and tonic I tried there.
Yeah.
So we bought a bottle of gin and then we bought the cold brew because just by itself it was really good. But we thought mixing it with some Bailey's.
Oh my gosh. Oh. That has to be delicious.
With your morning coffee. Oh
yes.
My gosh. I meant to have that this weekend and I forgot. But we did open up the gin this weekend and like... I've become bougier in my older age because I was buying the cheap stuff all the time when I was young, but it's like, it's so much work. It's a cocktail is so good. If you buy, you don't have to get the most expensive, but just a little bit step up from the Wells and stuff.
Well, and we're not 21 anymore. We're not trying to crush a bottle with two of our friends in a night. Like the bottle should last you a while.
Exactly. So all about getting a good, decent booze.
I agree. So good. So what is your flavor of the week this week?
All right. For my flavor of the week, I don't know if I should just say meal delivery services. I was going to say HelloFresh because So Jeff and I, when we first moved in together, I had our first place together was a very long commute. We were super busy all the time. And so I thought, okay, to save not really saving money, but to save time, I'm going to start doing a meal delivery service. So for the last 2.5 years, I've been doing 3 meal deliveries a week. So we only do it for 3 of our dinners, but so you do pay a little bit more, but I'm not a big leftover person. You buy all of these ingredients to make a meal, and then you have all of the leftover ingredients that weren't used for that meal that sit in the back of my fridge that I throw away. It's exactly. So wasteful. So I was throwing away so much leftover stuff. I was throwing away leftovers in general because neither of us wanted to eat them the next day. So with this, it makes exactly what we're going to eat for dinner, and then easy cleanup. There's nothing extra that's going back in the fridge. It's just done. So I have tried every company that sends me an offer under the sun the last 2.5. I work the system. I mean, I've done HelloFresh is the one I've by far done the most. I've done Marley Spoon, which is Martha Stewart's partnered with that. Their food's really good. I've done Blue Apron. I've done Home Chef. I've done Gobble. I've done Freshly.
You tried them all.
So the things that I think are really important to me are that they come individually. Each meal's individually packaged. I think it's Gobble or Home Chef. I don't remember. But they just sent me a box filled with just a bunch of ingredients.
What goes with which?
Exactly. So then I had to go through the recipes and pair everything out. Where it was with HelloFresh and Blue Apron, everything comes in its little individual bag. That bag's my trash bag as I peel onions and everything. Everything goes in that little bag. And then it's just easy cleanup. And so we do that for 3 of our dinners a week. I feel like it's made me a better cook. I get more creative. I'll remember something that we order a lot and I'll just do my own take on it when I cook us other meals. And I just feel it's honestly made me a better, more efficient cook too. Doing those for the last 2.5 years.
I love when you do your reels too. So sometimes Laura will do, if you follow Laura, you've seen them. She'll do these little you do a picture and then it's the next step of the thing or whatever. And they're always those home, the home delivery things.
Yes.
And they always
90,
look so good.
I'd say at least 90, 95% of the time, it's one of my home delivery kits. Because
they always look delicious. And just how you do them, the little flash picture things. I love watching them. I just want to watch them over and over again.
So my favorite, I think if you haven't tried it, if you're having and you don't have to do everything is it is auto subscription, but you pick the weeks you want it. You can skip any time or you can cancel any time. There's never a contract or anything. And I think if you have a week that, oh my gosh, I still want to cook, but I'm going to be so busy this coming week. And it's just automatically ships to your house, pop them in the fridge, and then you just prep and cook when you're ready. And I can't recommend them enough. I love them.
Nice.
Yeah, I think our favorite, because Jeff's not a picky eater, but there's a lot of things he doesn't like. And I feel like HelloFresh has the most easy, good, basic stuff that he likes. Some of the other ones get a little fancier that aren't as much or has more to veggie type stuff that he's not as into. But so meal delivery service, try it out. I'll link, right now I have an active account with, I think, HelloFresh. So I think I can give you a $40 off a box if you want to try
it. Sweet.
Other than that, that's my flavor of the week.
Flavor of the week.
So, all right, Steph, well, it's been fun. I miss you.
I miss you
too. I'll see you next week.
Aww.
But I'm excited. Like we said, we'll have a guest next week. It'll be Taylor from TaylorMade Tasty. We should have a pretty fun episode. Thank you guys for joining us this week, though. just a reminder, if you haven't, join our private Facebook group. Just search Club Wine Over Matter and request to join. Links to all of our socials, including links to our flavor of the week, can always be found in the details up of that. Blah. Let me try that again. Can be found in the details of the episode. For those of you who listen on Apple, or if you have an iTunes account, don't forget, give us that 5-star rate and review. Follow us on Instagram at Wine Over Matter Pod. You can follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches, and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers!
Cheers! Mm-hmm.